or other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Man, barely slid into the chair on time here after getting ready for the show outside the studio. I was about there, back there trying to wrangle up some coffee and ran in here and barely scrambled my engines to get off the runway here barely in time. But we are live, ladies and gentlemen. It is Friday. It is Friday, the 24th day of June 2011. And I have a bunch of yesterday's news that I didn't get to, that, and I don't normally go back over news I didn't get to, but a lot of this stuff is so important that I dropped the ball on yesterday. We had a powerful broadcast, very informative, but could have been better. And so I'm going to go back over some of this, and then I've got all of the other news. Very exciting things happening. Investors, Business Daily. That's Investors Business Daily. That's big establishment. Has the headline, Was Fast and Furious a Gun Control Plot? It's like Infowars.com wrote this little beautiful jewel, because the facts are that we've caught the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and blowing up federal buildings, explosives. They are the boys who did that. The evidence shows and leaked government documents show. Very criminal group, the folks that helped torch and destroy Waco. These criminals, these hardcore criminals, have been caught engaging in a terrorist operation, in a frame-up, in a false flag, whatever you want to call it. And we have an article out today. We've been writing about this for 6 years. Sally Castillo was set up and sent to prison for exposing this information on talk radio. Of course, he was a former head DEA agent for all their Latin American operations. And I had to tell you, I didn't roll my eyes because I know Shelley was a credible guy. He's in prison right now. But 5-6 years ago when he said on the show there's about to be a total collapse of Mexico, the U.S. government is going to arm the drug cartels, and they're arming Los Zetas and training them in South Texas. And the CIA tried to hire me. Because that's what he'd done, was train Latin American squads in Latin America. And he was, of course, Vietnam sniper in the whole nine. And so they tried to recruit him to train Los Zetas 6 years ago. I don't know, 2006. Yeah, so it's been 6 years, or right at 6 years. And I still, you know, I had no other source but Selly saying that. And then 2 years later, all hell broke loose. I mean, nobody ever heard of Los Zetas. Except on my show from Selly, and then suddenly we hear all about it, and then, what was it, 2.5 years ago, he started exposing that the ATF was shipping guns into Mexico on my show and other broadcast, and again, he was the only source of that, and boy, they set him up so fast and said he was a gun runner, and put him in prison for it. Highly decorated Vietnam War veteran. So as soon as Shelley gets out, we're going to have to get him back on, because, you know, he lived down in South Texas, so he knew all the inside baseball on that. But when you've got Investors Business Daily and others coming out and basically going, this isn't an ATF screw-up. This is an ATF terrorist operation. Well, it's been even been on mainstream television that, oh, it was a coincidence that 6 months before Oklahoma City bombing in 95, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, long name, used to just be ATF. Now it's BATFE. And they did a test out in the desert of blowing up a Ryder truck. Yes. And then that day they showed up in full bomb gear seconds after, as cops were running in to save people. And they told cops and medics, bandage us. We were on the 9th floor. And they went, those elevators are blown out. None of you were there. And they said, oh, really, police officer? You're going to be dead very soon. And, of course, they had to kill some medics and people. Some cops as well. Very nice people.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Doc asks,
why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
The folks at eFoods Direct have saved you from the huge price increases on food by buying raw materials ahead and packing your supplies themselves. They haven't increased their prices on great long-term food reserves since last year. With the rising cost of raw materials and gas prices, they can't hold off any longer. As of July 1st, eFoods Direct is forced to increase their prices so they can still ship you the best storable food on the planet. Until the end of June, you can lock in the cost of your food at last year's prices by calling 800-409-5633. Your time is running out to build your supply with the best food on the planet at last year's prices with eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633. Prices go up at the end of June. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, call 800-409-5633, or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. The folks at eFoods Direct have saved you from the huge price increases on food by buying raw materials ahead and packing your supplies themselves. They haven't increased their prices on great long-term food reserves since last year. With the rising cost of raw materials and gas prices, they can't hold off any longer. As of July 1st, eFoods Direct is forced to increase their prices so they can still ship you the best storable food on the planet. Until the end of June, you can lock in the cost of your food at last year's prices by calling 800-409-5633. Your time is running out to build your supply with the best food on the planet at last year's prices with eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633. Prices go up at the end of June. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, we've got a very important broadcast lined up for you today. We're going to be covering the entire waterfront of geopolitical news, economic news, military news, police state news, domestic news. Max Kaiser just got back from Greece, and they've now made the announcement, despite riots nationwide, that the government is going to raise taxes and steal much of the public and private pension funds to pay off the fraudulent derivatives debts that Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, and others paid off the government to sign on to. And now magically we're told, oh, now it's Italy. Now it's Portugal. Now it's Spain. Guess what? They're bankrupt, too. And then it will lead to England and Germany and the United States. It is a debt black hole, a mathematical certainty that this will implode the entire global economy and feed everything into the Ponzi scheme operators who have gotten their people into place in every major government, spending decades to do it. This is just the total takeover by Ponzi scheme operators of society. And yesterday there was an AP article with Ben Bernanke, Osama Ben Bernanke, the financial terrorist, saying he is puzzled. He doesn't know why the economy is slowing and why we may never have really come out of the recession. Yeah, it's a depression. And he just doesn't know why all the trillions of stimulus didn't help, because they give the stimulus to themselves, the private big mega six banks, and then charge us interest on our money we give them. And so they get it at 0%, and then they loan it out to other banks at 1 to 2%. And then there's some credit card rates, the APR of 79%, 79.9%, CNN and Reuters report. So that's pretty good business. And Obama called it credit card reform. It makes you shake your head in just disbelief at how obvious and out in the open this is. But Americans don't have a lot of financial sense on average anymore. Americans don't know how to engage in arithmetic without a calculator, myself included. We have really just been turned into addled children, by and large, and it's time to get informed. It's time to dig into the corruption of the central banking cartel. I know that's not sexy and cool like American Idol or an NFL football game or the March Madness or your favorite soccer team, but it affects all of us, and we're not going to have a pot to do something in and a window to throw it out of if we don't turn this around. Third world countries have been run by this very same cartel for more than 100 years now on average, and you look at the state they're in, and they have a corrupt police force there to rule over them. And that is the attempted transformation that the global crime syndicate is attempting to bring us through right now. We also have a video clip from C-SPAN. You can watch it up at DrudgeReport.com. The story is also up at Infowars.com from CNS News. Geithner. Taxes on small businesses must rise so government doesn't shrink. That's an actual quote. And, of course, they have the federal government with hundreds of billions a year with the small business tax incentives. And the federal government's supposed to give most of its contracts to small businesses, but it's come out that basically small businesses are not even given the contracts and that it's being completely phased out, and that not only Fortune 100 are getting it, but predominantly offshore mega corporations are getting the small business contracts. I mean, that's like J.P. Morgan running the food stamp program here in the United States and running the joblessness claim system through the federal and state governments. And so when you call, you're on unemployment, you get routed through to India. And nothing against the Indians, but Americans have been trained, you need to be politically correct. Let the Chinese, let the Mexicans, let prisoners here in the U.S. Take these government phone calls instead of paying an American $10 an hour to do it. Oh, no, we'll just pay somebody in prison 25 cents an hour, or we'll pay somebody in India 30 cents an hour. It's insane. But it's consolidating the entire economy. This is not a global elite that want a free market. They do not want a real economy. They want to consolidate the economy, to wreck the economy, so that they can then bring in their global austerity measures. And I broke this down with economists in 1999, right after they got rid of the Glass-Steagall Act and other banking acts, and we explained that we said at the time, hundreds of trillions of derivatives would be created. Your public and private pension funds and the stock market predominantly would be invested in them. And then we would be held hostage by the banking cartel to, well, do what we say, pay us more taxes once this Ponzi scheme falls, or you'll never get any of what you invested out. And see, that's how they hold you hostage. And then you bail out Ireland, you bail out Iceland, and then you find out it's not bailouts to the people, it's money to the banks. The name is a lie. I know I talk a lot about this, but if we don't have an understanding of this, it's only going to get worse. Now, I have a lot of news here that I want to get to today. As I said, Max Keiser joining us on the news that they've capitulated and Greece is going to be fully gobbled by the big six banks, and then the European countries that are, quote, bailing out Greece, that means giving their tax money to the private banks that engineered the fraud, they will then in turn be brought down, and then the United States will have another round of so-called bailouts, which are really just financial rape-outs, financial robberies, it won't matter. We'll be here in 2 years in just an all-out admitted depression, and they will say, raise taxes more, pay us more. And then they'll raise taxes more, pay more, the economy will implode even more, and the banks come in flush with all that taxpayer money and buy up everything. It's just an ongoing process of destroying our once free and vibrant free market society. And then the best part is liberal magazines, conservative magazines, all of them put out disinfo that how did capitalism fail? Oh my gosh, how do we redo capitalism? Capitalism did this. And when they say capitalism, they mean free market, when this is the opposite. This is government in collusion with big mega banks on record who openly say after they're done wrecking the global economy, they're going to have a post-industrial world where everything is tracked and traced and global currencies are based on carbon credits that are paid to the IMF and World Bank and their private shareholders. I mean, just every activity, everything you do. And they put out in Europe and in England, we've played these before, and folks watch these videos, and they think that it's a joke. But no, this was funded by Apple, by the London Guardian, by the British government, by other groups, where they have five-minute cartoons, well, technical four-and-a-half-minute cartoons, that they show before movies and theaters in Europe, and that they show to school children, where it says you are a prisoner in one area of a city, you're only allowed to have meat once a year, everything you do is tracked, and it's wonderful. You see, their tactic is just to completely throw it in your face and just sell absolute tyranny as something good. And we've just somehow got to beat this. We've somehow got to turn this around. Now, there's a lot of good news. Google at the center of an antitrust probe. That's out of Reuters. Another headline, Wall Street Journal, feds to launch probe of Google. The problem is Google gives so much money to these election campaigns that, but there's no doubt Google is becoming a monopoly and is predatory and violates everybody's rights and is the Walmart of the Internet. In fact, they make Walmart and their practices look like Leave It to Beaver. But their slogans don't be evil, and the Patriot Act's called the Patriot Act. And the government sticking their hands in your pants and grabbing your genitals is called a pat-down, so it just must be a pat-down, not a grope-down. So it's all semantical deception. Google's Paige Schmidt may be subpoenaed by Senate antitrust probers, Bloomberg on that. But what I... Oh, and also, Washington blog up at Infowars.com, always with great boil downs, has a report here, and then he links to all the mainstream news in Japan and Europe, and the press release by TEPCO, Tokyo Electric Power Company, admitting what we already told you, that within days, highly radioactive smog had hit the United States and then gone across the Atlantic into Africa. It got picked up there at off-the-charts levels, making Chernobyl, and the report goes over all this, look like a health spa clinic. And then we told you 2 months ago, the EPA just raised the levels and says it's safe. So no need for this to be on your nightly news. Enjoy the radiation. And they've finally got some news in Seattle. Some mainstream TV reported last week that, oh, yes, the average Seattler is getting 5 hot particles a day of highly radioactive plutonium, uranium, and other nastinesses. And many studies show that one of those might take 20 years to kill you, but it's going to kill you. And we've had a lot of physicists and doctors on to break that down, that it'll just, our cancer rate will go up. Just the nuclear testing alone, along with Chernobyl, in the northern hemisphere, the northern hemisphere of the globe has double on average, and now it's set to go up even more, double the background radiation of the southern hemisphere. Because the jet streams go in circles, and the jet streams in the north don't ever really get to the south. So it really is contained to a certain extent. I mean, there's some winds that drift down to the south or the north, and certainly water currents have really a different path, more complex. But it's the earth's spinning, so you've got this Coriolis effect going around in circles. So we're already doubles. I mean, why not go up even more? I mean, it's good for you. And then we've got higher cancer rates in the northern hemisphere than the southern. But, hey, don't be a conspiracy theorist. Now they admit at least 3 of the 6 plants completely melted down, each one of them many times bigger than Chernobyl. And the other 2 of the others had partial meltdowns, and they're not sure about the 6th reactor. But, hey, we were completely right about that. Well, not quite. It was worse than we said. Okay. But I'm a conspiracy theorist. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
235 years ago, our forefathers signed the Declaration of Independence to escape tyranny and oppression. Today, there is a need to reinforce that declaration. What can we do to protect our health as a nation and in our homes from those who wish to control the quality of our air and water? To find out, you need to visit airandaqua.com right now or call 612-767-2777. You will receive a free copy of our Constitution, a newsletter, and bonus items. Air and Aqua. Aqua.com. Purify your life today.
HempUSA.org has moved and expanded its operations for faster worldwide shipping. Our product line has grown from 5 to nearly 100 items in less than 5 years. Our food is grown naturally, always chemical-free, not found in stores. Great for daily intake and perfect for your emergency storage shelter. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
Is it finishing off this agenda that we'll be pulling the rug from underneath the Americans at home?
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Oh, the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Go off the grid for worry-free phone calls now. Yes, worry-free, affordably priced, no-hassle mobile, residential, or business phones can be yours at offthegridphones.com. Our plans start at only $14.99 per month for residential and only $39.99 per month for mobile. And our mobile rates include taxes and surcharges. That's cheaper than the top three providers in North America. What makes us off the grid? We never ask for your Social Security number and never run a credit check or make you sign a contract, something those large phone companies can't offer. Offthegridphones.com offers some of the lowest, most affordably priced plans in the industry. And popular low-priced mobile phones are available too. So make the switch today to offthegridphones.com for mobile, residential, or business phones. Get your off-the-grid phone by calling 800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553 or go to offthegridphones.com. Affordable, private, all this and more at offthegridphones.com.
Loaded, everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows.
Okay, before I get into all of the economic news, the political news, and a bunch of news stories I've seen attacking myself and others, written by Democrats, including an article in the Fort Worth Star-Telegram, saying that it's politically motivated to go after the TSA groping and that we're just anti-Obama people. This hasn't even really been political about Obama. I mean, it's been political with the head of Homeland Security, but people were mad when Bush was doing all of this, and it was Bush that launched all of this in the nanny state, the prisoner training. It's Republicans and Democrats. In the House of Representatives here in Texas, it was a unanimous vote by Democrats and Republicans to get rid of it. And then it got killed a month ago, but it's back up for a vote today and set to pass. And so the Fort Worth Star-Telegram, in fact, I saw it out there. I'll have to... Oh, here it is. Silly season continues as lawmakers take up yet another Perry-inspired emergency. And it attacks yours truly in the article and says, apparently while Rick Perry's away on his pre-presidential kickoff, talk show hosts are running Texas. And they say because Senator Dan Patrick's a former radio host and because I'm a radio host that we're evil demagogues and that we shouldn't have any problem with our families being groped. You know, most of these House members that voted unanimously are on record saying they had their genitals crushed or their daughters grabbed. And it's Republicans and Democrats. And this is a great illustration of why the system is so scared of this TSA issue. Because it's not about being black or white or Hispanic or Asian or Portuguese or Japanese or Christian or Muslim. Race, religion, ethnicity, Dallas Cowboy fans, Washington Redskins fans. It's not about all this stupid tribalism that they use to divide us. It's about, hey, I'd rather face whatever danger there is of the made-up Al-CIA to threat. You know, 17,000 times better chance of dying in a car wreck than being killed by Al-Qaeda. I'll take my chances. And it's all about the phony drug war. That's what the TSA is really about, is just going through your goods and expanding out on the streets of America, federal power grab. It's now happening. And so all over the country, you've got Republicans, you've got Democrats, you've got state houses coming out and saying, no, 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 no. And then I see articles all over the country. Without even looking, I saw like five of these last night and this morning, including this big one in the Fort Worth Star-Telegram. This is considered an emergency state business by almost nobody besides Perry and radio host in particular, Alex Jones. I mean, when I read this article, every line is deception and disinformation and lies. I mean, these establishment hacks, a fifth grader could have written this. No one is concerned with the unanimous House vote, and they had 130-something, only one senator against it, until they used procedure to kill it, and it was Rick Perry's guy who killed it, and then Rick Perry wouldn't put it on the session, the special session, until he was put under national pressure. And this guy goes on to say, oh, it's just about bashing Obama. And no one thinks it's a big deal but Rick Perry and some talk show host. And then he goes on to imply we're working for Rick Perry. Well, I thought according to D Magazine's Dallas blog, I work for Obama. Can't you? So the right wingers are saying this is a plot by Obama. And the Democrats are saying it's a plot by Perry. See, the system wants to keep this in place. Not Republicans, not Democrats. They're just kept political prostitutes who pimp the rest of the public. And so they just throw into the mix, nobody cares about this but Alex Jones and Rick Perry and Senator Patrick. And the article goes on to say that, and we're completely insane. Really. And meanwhile, if the guy did any of his homework, he'd know it was a unanimous vote. And he obviously did his homework. He obviously knows that. These things are mind-blowing. And that's why the mainstream media is kaput, like a dodo bird. You know, there's only one of them left. What's the line from Megadeth's Countdown to Extinction? All are gone, only one. Okay, we're going to come back. And I said I'd get to that later. I'm already getting into it now. It's just... I want to get into the situation with Whitey Bulger on the other side and tie that in to the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms and Investors Business Daily saying they staged this to go after the Second Amendment. Really? No kidding.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I've got a key breakdown of the mafia government that we live under. Here in just a few minutes, dealing with James Joseph Whitey Bulger, where it's admitted that he worked for the FBI, and that's why he could steal hundreds of millions of dollars. He was rumored when he ran off to have $50 million. He could kill whoever he wanted, including connections to police officers that would speak out against corruption. Well, Bulger's boys would kill him. And if cops ever found out the FBI is the designate hit group to murder police, you'd actually grow up and realize why old-time police departments didn't like the FBI. Remember, it was the FBI told us until the 50s that organized crime didn't exist, because the FBI is organized crime. They are the regulators of organized crime. And it's time for America to grow up. I'm willing to go up against the number one mafia in the United States, the FBI, and I'm willing to call them out. The least you can do is research what I'm about to cover. Now, does that mean the FBI agent that goes to bank robberies or kidnap kids is a bad person? No. They're great people. There's two FBIs. There's two Delta Forces. There's two Marine Force Recons. There's two SEAL Team Sixes. There's two Camp X-Rays, at least two. And when you learn this about the globalists and their compartmentalization, you'll understand everything. They're masters of organization and compartmentalization. And when you learn that there was a war in the mid-1950s against Italian La Cosa Nostra and the other mobs, that's why they had to finally admit there was a mafia, just because the Italians began to actually challenge the WASP and the Jewish mafia, who all worked together. And I don't want to get off into this whole story, but, you know, my dad's great uncle ran dairies in South Texas producing whiskey. In Prohibition. He worked with some of the big bootleggers here in Austin. I didn't learn about that till years later doing research. Just some of the wealthiest people in this town made their money bootlegging. You know, that's how they... People need to grow up. I mean, I've had family connections to, say, sheriffs in East Texas, you know, and this is going back 60, 70 years, and you know, only certain people are allowed to make the moonshine. I mean, grow up, ladies and gentlemen. All right, I said I'd get to that in a minute, because I covered this years ago. I covered this back in the mid-90s with Whitey Bulger, because it's such a great example of this. I mean, this guy could do whatever he wanted. And later it came out, oh, he worked for the FBI. And they knew full well what he was doing. He was their hitman. And it wasn't until later the state police in Boston were tired of it because of Bulger. And that's what you don't see in the mainstream media likened to, you know, knockoff cops. The police finally did their job and started the investigation. Then the DEA had to come in. The feds would even send in the FBI to kind of just manage the investigation and cover it up. I mean, do you think it's only Mexico where the police are involved in corruption? They've had rounds in New York's history over and over again the last 100 years where they have to lay off the majority of the police detectives and get rid of them just to stop total corruption. Notice they haven't had any of those purges now, since the late 70s. Because now the criminals have fully taken over. You see, I'm gonna start over in a minute because I wanna take my time on this ahead of Max Kaiser and Bob Chapman joining us. But before I go any further, we have a symbiotic goal here. Number one is to get the word out and to really show people the angles. Because you can look at something the way the mainstream media presents it and never get the world. But we just show you a different angle, and you're like, whoa, I never saw that before. So we're not here to catch fish for you intellectually. We're here to teach you that you already know how to catch fish. Okay? And there's also... Again, it's symbiotic that when you buy the books, you buy the videos, it funds what we're doing, the TV system we're launching, the new studios we've built. You've already seen some of the special reports we've shot in there. We have actually two studios over there. And what we're doing, and has taken us years to set up, is what Glenn Beck is now duplicating, which I think is great. And he's even promoting it the same way, showing his studio being built and all that. It's wonderful. That's the most sincere form of flattery. If he just wasn't pulling dirty tricks against me constantly, I wouldn't have that big a problem with him. But whatever. I understand he wants to get rid of the real McCoy. You know, the body snatcher always wants to get rid of the original body. You know, the counterfeit, it's important for them to stash the body somewhere, but we're not going away. We're getting bigger here, pal. But I'm already digressing. The point is, we do need to continue to grow, and the more money we get in, the more we can expand our operations. But at the same time, the economy is in the dump, is in the sewage line, as many of you know. So we've, over the years, just keep cutting prices down to nothing. Now, I'm going to give you a deal today that is the best deal we've ever offered on videos. There's no doubt. Police State 4, the rise of FEMA. Fall of the Republic. Endgame blueprint for global enslavement. Terror storm. The Obama deception. For $29.95, five films, and Mark Dice's new book, Big Brother, the Orwellian Nightmare Come True. Excellent book. I think it's powerful, breaking down the parallels between Orwellville and our society today. This thick book with all the graphics and photos and documents, absolutely free. So five films. And let's say you already have seen the films or you know all this information. These are the most powerful films out there to wake people up. No brag, just facts. So get them. Make copies of all my films. Get them out to everybody you know. Read the book. Pay it forward. Pass it on to somebody. And know you're supporting us a little bit. quite frankly, not much at those prices. But it's all available at InfoWars.com. And I'm only offering this deal for 1 week. And then not only is the free book deal over with this, but I'm not going to offer the essential Alex Jones at that price anymore. Because we've actually had retailers that buy it and sell it in stores complaining that we're destroying the market for my films. And I do understand that, but at the end of the day, all I care about is getting stuff out. And yeah, oh, by the way, all the films are free on YouTube with tens of millions of views. And so you don't have to buy them if you don't. But just please don't take this as a gift horse in the mouth, you know. Lead you to water, will you drink? Another horse analogy. The fact is, please take the films, make copies, get them on Access TV, pass the video, free video links around, get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership to see them in super high quality with expanded extras that are only on PrisonPlanet.tv, the live video feed, the higher quality podcast. There are a lot of exclusive things at PrisonPlanet.tv that aren't on the Google Tube. Again, please support us. That deal will end next Friday. We're going to run it for 7 days. And five of my best-selling films, $29.95, with a free book that opened at $19.95. Okay, I am done now with that plug. Oh, I should also give you the number, 888-253-3139 if you want to call, 888-253-3139. And they're in there changing it in the shopping carts right now, so wait about 2 or 3 minutes before you order. Because I just had this idea. Well, actually, I didn't have the idea. I was in the bathroom of all places. That's how hard we work around here. And Tim opened the door and said, I got an idea for an even better special. Instead of just saying you got 1 week left on the Essential Alex Jones and it's over, how about we throw one of Dice's great books on free? And I said, sure. Went over and washed my hands and came in here. So there you go. Even when I'm at the urinal, I'm working. Okay, enough of that, ladies and gentlemen. I was about to say I was in the coffee room. But I have this compulsion against lying, even if it's a white lie, where I want to tell you a story, but I don't want to then give you the absolute true story because it doesn't sound good, and I fight the compulsion to lie. You know, they've done studies that everybody lies, and I do lie. Sometimes my wife says, does this look good on me? And it's just better to not, it's how all women are, it's just better to say, yeah, it looks great. Because for some reason, she's not really asking me. I don't know why. All the girlfriends I had before I was married, same thing. It's like they don't want to hear that really what you think. In fact, sometimes you'll tell them, that looks really great what you're wearing. And then they think, maybe it doesn't. Are you sure? Are you sure? I'm just like, yeah. It looks okay. Maybe change the shoes. So we all lie. But I really try on this radio show to not shade the truth in any way. So there you go. The decision to give you this incredible special was made while my fly was down at the urinal. That's how hard we're working here at this office, ladies and gentlemen. In fact, I've heard one of the sales guys conducting sales calls. Oh, okay, I'm going to stop right there. I have pledged to myself to be in a better mood and to be who I really am and to not be so angry because it affects me after work, even at midnight. I can't go to sleep because I get so upset about things. And I've never had my stomach hurt. I think I'm starting to get an ulcer from things, from worrying about things too much. So I'm just going to be a little more happy, have a little more fun here on air, occasionally screw around a bit. So I apologize for being truthful with you. Oh, boy. Now I feel like taking a break here just because the news I have. See, here's the problem. I'm a happy-go-lucky guy. And then when I cover news, I've already researched all of this news. And then so now it doesn't have that first look excitingness to it. It has more of that disgusting, I've already seen that dead horse in the ditch, to continue the horse analogies, and I don't need to go over there and look at it and smell it again to know it's there. But for you, some of you, it's a new dead horse that isn't in the ditch but is being catapulted at our society by the globalists. And they're telling us that they're catapulting cherry pie at us, and they're not. I'd rather take a cherry pie in the face than a dead horse, because a dead horse would break your neck. And so I'm now going to attempt to get out of the screwing around mode and cover this next news, because this is weighty news. And I don't really feel like I'm even worthy to bring you news and information of this magnitude. But nevertheless, I am going to cover this news here for you. Now, just want to have a moment of peace here, a moment of tranquil calm, a moment of contemplation about where we are in the world, because this radio show tends to flash by in 3 hours and like we're in some type of bizarre time warp. And I want what I'm about to cover to really sink in for people. They say silence is golden, don't they? In talk radio, it really tends to get your attention. And I'm not somebody that has silent pauses often. But I think it's important to do it sometimes, isn't it? To really note something important. Okay. I have a report here. I'm sure you've already heard about this. This news came out a day and a half ago. But now he's headed back to Boston to face trial. I wonder if he's going to die while in jail, because they're not going to want what this individual knows to be aware of anything and to be able to warn the public. Can Whitey Bulger help solve biggest art heist in U.S. history? And then it goes to the fact that the $500 million in paintings were stolen. They believe Whitey Bulger did it. And I just mentioned this first article to give you an idea about what a criminal this guy was. Hundreds of millions of dollars of criminal activity in the Massachusetts and surrounding areas, and all of the corruption that he was able to get away with over the years. And then, see, this is how my brain works. When I see a report like this, it makes me think about other things, like Investor's Business Daily actually telling the truth. Was Fast and Furious a gun control plot? And it goes over the U.S. government knowingly for several years under Obama's ATF, knowingly surveilling and helping get illegal guns shipped into Mexico. And then, of course, you have the head of the ATF being caught lying. We have the ATF head refusing to step down arrogantly, because they have to, as gangsters, they have to always train you that they're able to just get away with anything. That's what the gangsterish TSA is all about. It's about training you, you're little people, you're scum, you're trash, we'll do whatever we want to you. But the fact is, if we'll just call a spade, if we'll call the elephant in the room an elephant, then we can, as a society, be honest about it and do something about it. So I want to get into that report coming up. But first, I want to talk about Whitey Bulger, who finally got caught living in obscurity after disappearing for more than 15 years, being caught in California. And it's admitted, if you don't know the whole Whitey Bulger case, you can look it up, that for decades he murdered, he killed, he ordered murders. That he was untouchable. And then later it came out, after the Boston police, along with the state police, refused to go along with it anymore, that the reason he was protected was that he was a informant to the FBI, and the highest levels of the FBI knew about it and were aware of it, and that he was paying generally about 25% of all of his hundreds and hundreds of millions of profit to the FBI. And that's why they would never bust him. But it's the same in every city. It's the same in every crime region. And that's the way it's always worked. There's a reason that when Prohibition was overthrown after a decade in the early 30s, that they then made drugs illegal. You could buy cocaine, heroin, opium, whatever you wanted at the corner drugstore. And you go to the statistics, there was much less drug use, and of course a lot less drug overdose, because it was really seen as a disease and pathetic and something bad. But by making it illegal, now the criminals get it, now they got fancy cars, now it's seen as cutting edge and rebellious, and Hollywood pushed that image, of course, so that young people would use the drugs. Also, the big mega banks and the crime syndicates and their minions. Now, you know, they talk about Whitey Bulger being a big, heavy hitter. They talk about people like Whitey Bulger being the boss. Always the gutter level so-called bosses are really just the lower compartment of the criminal system, but we're told that's as high as it goes, when in truth it's the mega banks, then the FBI, CIA under them, then controlling the different organized crime syndicates, who they then use the low-level criminals who we're told at the top to go after their competition. But we'll break it all down when we come back.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
The folks at eFoods Direct have saved you from the huge price increases on food by buying raw materials ahead and packing your supplies themselves. They haven't increased their prices on great long-term food reserves since last year. With the rising cost of raw materials and gas prices, they can't hold off any longer. As of July 1st, eFoods Direct is forced to increase their prices so they can still ship you the best storable food on the planet. Until the end of June, you can lock in the cost of your food at last year's prices by calling 800-409-5633. Your time is running out to build your supply with the best food on the planet at last year's prices with eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633. Prices go up at the end of June. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCM Radio Network.
I know why a lot of people don't like to face corruption, because it's scary. It's disgusting, and it'll freak you out to realize that you're in a very corrupt society. But if we do realize this, if we do face up to this, we can save our republic. Before I get back into the ATF caught running a false flag against the Second Amendment, key report at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, and in case you think our evidence doesn't point at that, you should go read the article, or even Investors Business Daily, very prestigious. Was Fast and Furious a gun control plot? Of course it is. You know, Fox News is saying how the ATF screwed up and helped ship the guns in. They've been caught lying to Congress. They did this from the time Obama got in. His strategy to repass the assault weapons ban and shut down gun shows, including fake stings here in Austin, was to shut down the Second Amendment via the crisis in Mexico. Okay? But I'm digressing, or not even digressing. That's what I want to get to later. Remember, you can pull this up. Like I've dug this up before. I want to dig it up again. We've got it in some documentary from CBS in the 80s about La Cosa Nostra and the Mafia, but I know we've got the clip and played it years ago, but it's just like I can't find the clip of Rick Perry on my show. It's from 4 years ago. We got to archive stuff or figure out some system to do that with really cool stuff. But it was the head of the FBI, J. Edgar Hoover, saying that La Cosa Nostra, organized crime, period, did not exist. Now, he was saying this decades after people knew that there were gangs and organized crime. But he was saying they were unorganized because they were blackmailing him. But more than just blackmailing J. Edgar Hoover, the FBI, from its inception, was only there to shut down their competition. They didn't go after Joseph Kennedy, the biggest bootlegger on the East Coast. They didn't go after the mafia in Chicago. They didn't go after any of those groups. They only went after, later, Italian mafia because they got too big for their britches. And they still didn't want to get them for anything. It's kind of like Ken Starr going after Clinton for lying about having sex with Monica Lewinsky. They didn't want to go after him for missile secrets or corruption or payoffs because that was connected to the Republican leadership. That's why they used the IRS to go after Al Capone, something that wasn't connected to everything else and all the other syndicates. So it's basically using government to knock off their competition instead of just shooting them with a Tommy gun. But when the government wants to kill you, they hire mafia to do it in many cases. And that's why there were some mafia hitmen, snipers on record, in and around with the JFK killing. And they had some other backups, and they had E. Howard Hunt, deathbed confession, you know, also there in the background. And the CIA, when it was OSS, in World War II, had used mafia in Europe as ways to get intelligence on the Nazis. The Nazis did the same thing. So these relationships have always been there, and you're naive if you say that they aren't. But the whole thing with Whitey Bulger is this. Here's a guy where, in the fine print, it's confirmed he was protected by the FBI and paying high-level FBI off for decade after decade after decade. And finally, the state police got tired of it, started an investigation, and that forced the feds to come in, and then Bulger was allowed to basically flee. But for whatever reason now, decades later, the protection has been decided to be removed from Bulger, so they run a PR campaign, where is Bulger, where is Bulger, and then magically, days after the campaign, they go and bust him. They knew where he was the entire time. He was basically in an unofficial witness protection program, and now why are they going to burn Bulger is the question. Has he, have the people he can blackmail died? Has there been an inside deal where they stole the Swiss money? I don't know. But the whole thing is as phony as a $3 bill, and people need to grow up and realize how corrupt this government is. Now, when we come back, I'm going to get into the ATF mafia. Stay with us.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.